Paul mentioned that he was your student even before his doctorate. We now hear it again. I'm in a different age cohort, do we call it, Yaakov? I'm probably the least senior in the department, or at least when I entered the department, you were the youngest, I think, or the least senior, the one ahead of me. And everyone in the department was great to me, but I see Yaakov, and I saw him at the time as like my absorption committee, the committee that helps me, the bridge into the department, and he served that function. And I want to give just three very short anecdotes, nothing special about them. They're just elements, fragments of life of a new researcher in a department, and he finds himself like something of a big brother to an extent. And Meir Ariel says in a poem, I remember exactly how it started. And the story was, the department was meeting for one of these perennial meetings about the future of our curriculum. You know, where do we go? And unlike what Gadi's memories, so uncharacteristically, I sat aside, I was new, I was young, I didn't say anything. And they developed the discussion, and I think the point, the big issue was how much methodology. And I think the proposal on the table was that out of the 60 credits, Shishim Nazor is of the 70 about should be for methodology. and there was a discussion, and Gadi, it was pretty even, the discussion. And I was almost the decisive vote. And then Yaakov suddenly zooms in on me and says, Menachem, what do you think? Your turn, what do you think? And he knew that I probably wouldn't side with him. But he wanted to hear my opinion and my voice. And when I finished, at the end of the meeting, he came to me with a smile and said, "No, ech hayta tevilat ha'esh?" I don't know if you remember. I took a lot, a number of things with me from that. I learned that Yaakov he's willing to face challenges. He lives on challenges. He's not manipulative. He's not circuitous. He faces the challenges, academic and other. And also, I could tell, he enjoys competition, the contest. There's something, I think, of the challenge that he enjoys. But in order for the challenge, for the contest to be significant, it has to be fair. It has to be straight. It has to be open. It just has to be right. No deception. No manipulation. Straight. That's the way it should be. And so that's another thing I took with me from that. And the third is I took with me a giant, warm smile. I mean, that you can disagree, but there is that smile there that's waiting for you. And we actually, I think, we got together pretty well. And what helped me into the department was working with Yaakov in the Smart Institute that he headed at the time. And I learned another thing, that it's lots of fun to collaborate with Yaakov, to work with him. And that's an experience that many of us alluded to. It's terrific. And I just want to mention very shortly a project we worked on together, which never materialized, but it was, to me, educational anyway. I came from high tech to the department, and I had good contacts with what was a medium-sized, large high tech company in Jerusalem, NDS. And Yaakov and I went to them with, they were developing like a new kind of technology, and we said, how about testing it? Or, asking social questions about it. How will people respond? We know how to do, I didn't. Yaakov knew how to do this thing. So between my protectia and his persuasive power, we got this NDS, a high-tech company, to a significant sum. And we decided, this was Yaakov's principle, they asked us to work there as consultants, as whatever. We said, under Yaakov's guidance, no, this is money that we want for our students, for research. It's going to go through the Smart Institute. Of course, what happened was that the company agreed. Yaakov is very persuasive. They realized that there's tremendous potential in really combining this kind of knowledge with what industry does. But Ilan Chet, the vice president for R&D said, you're not taking that money without their giving us rights on the product. So they're investing tens of millions of dollars. We're begging for a few tens of thousands of dollars. But apparently he knew something, Ilan Chet, because the product at the end sold, I think, 90,000 units, and the company was recently sold to Cisco for $4 billion, so maybe he was right after all. But, what did I learn about Yaakov? Is that he will always go for the newest, largest, biggest challenges. He won't do small science. He does big issues, big quests. We heard about it today in the project he adopted instead. He's completely loyal and devoted to the frameworks, to the institutions in which he works. And again, that it's fun to do anything with him. And my final story is just one sentence. It's just one short thing. Towards the end of his tenure at Smart Institute, he discovered, and Yaakov was very diligent, that there's actually no money, that it's bankrupt. And this was after the grants of the Institute go to many important people and to all our colleagues, to many of our colleagues. And Yaakov said, the grants were already announced. People were expecting them. He said, no one is getting a penny because we're bankrupt and I'm not leaving a bankrupt institute to my successor, which was myself. What?
Fiscal claim.
This was not a popular move, as you can imagine. And what I learned from that is that people, even colleagues, when they face someone who is principled and will do the right thing, they will go with it. They will understand. The world will go with an honest and person, and they will go with a courageous person. One needed courage for this kind of decision, and I learned that Yaakov does not lack courage, and I knew that any challenge he will have to face, he will face with tremendous challenge, and with that big, warm smile.